Welcome back, and in this lesson we're getting straight into that Soul Pride style percussion layer system in Ableton Live 12, with groove pool tricks that bring out proper jungle and old school DNB energy. The big idea here is simple. We want drums that feel alive, not just a loop sitting stiff on the grid, but a drum setup that breathes, shuffles, and evolves as the track moves from intro to drop to switch up. That's the magic in classic jungle and early DNB. It's the swing, the ghost hits, the little timing imperfections, and the way the groove changes just enough to keep you locked in. So today we're building a three-part percussion system. First, a main break that carries the core rhythm. Second, a top percussion layer for extra movement, like shakers or hats. And third, a ghost percussion layer for tiny accents and human feel. Then we'll use groove pool, filters, volume automation, and sends to make the whole thing evolve over time. Let's start with the main break. Create a new MIDI track and load up drum rack. On the first pad, drop in a break sample from your library, or use one of Ableton's break loops. If you're a beginner, don't overcomplicate this. A solid break loop is enough. The goal is to get a groove foundation in place first. If the break is stereo, that's fine. Let it be the main identity of the rhythm. You can keep the first pass simple with the break sitting around -6 to -9 dB, just so you've got some headroom for the bass later. That headroom matters in DNB. If your drums are already too hot, everything else gets crowded fast. Now, make the loop musical. A two-bar phrase is usually a really good starting point, because it gives you enough room to hear changes without making the loop feel too repetitive. You can either drag the break into a MIDI clip and loop it, or, if you want to get more chopped up, you can right-click and slice it to a new MIDI track using transients or 1/16 notes. But honestly, looping it is totally fine for this lesson. Here's the first teacher tip. In jungle and old-school DNB, repetition is not the enemy. Repetition is the canvas. The energy comes from small changes layered on top of a stable core. So now let's add the top percussion layer. Create a second MIDI track and load another drum rack or simpler with something light. Think shaker, closed hat, ride, or a soft percussion loop. This layer should not fight the break. It's not there to be the main event. It's there to create motion and make the groove feel like it's breathing forward. A good beginner-safe choice is a shaker pattern on offbeats or a filtered hat loop. You can also use a rim or wood click if you want something a little more subtle. Put an EQ8 after the instrument and high-pass it around 250 to 500 Hz, because you do not want this layer cluttering the low end. If it feels harsh, pull a little out around 7 to 10 kHz. Keep this layer lower in the mix than you think. In this style, top percussion is often more felt than heard. Now add the ghost percussion layer. This is where the groove starts getting personality. Create a third percussion track and load very quiet hits, like rim clicks, tiny hats, congas, clave, or a small break fragment. These are the little details that make the rhythm feel human. Place them in spots where the groove needs a lift, like just before the snare, on a quiet offbeat, or as a tiny fill at the end of every 4 or 8 bars. Use velocity to control the feel. Main accents can sit around 70 to 100, and ghost notes can live way lower, around 20 to 50. The important thing here is not volume, it's character. These little hits should add motion without shouting for attention. Now comes the fun part, groove pool. Open up Ableton's groove pool and drag in a groove that has some swing or an MPC style feel. For old school jungle, you want something with character, but don't go too far. If you overdo it, the groove gets sloppy instead of soulful. A smart beginner move is to apply groove pool mainly to the top percussion layer and the ghost layer, while leaving the main break more stable. That way the break stays solid and punchy, and the support layers bring the shuffle. Start with timing around 10 to 30%, random around 0 to 10%, and velocity around 5 to 20%. Those are safe ranges. You want movement, not chaos. And unless you know exactly why you're doing it, keep the groove live instead of committing it right away. That way you can keep adjusting the feel. Here's something important. Ableton doesn't usually automate groove pool settings in the same direct way you automate a filter or volume. So the practical move is to duplicate clips and give each version a different groove feel. For example, make one tighter version for the intro and one looser, shufflier version for the drop. That's the beginner-friendly way to get groove variation across the arrangement. Now let's shape the arrangement. In the intro, you want the drums to feel filtered and restrained. Use the tighter version of the percussion clip. Keep the top end under control and let the track build tension. Then when the drop comes in, bring in the fuller version with more swing and more presence. That contrast is what makes the section change feel exciting. On the percussion group or individual layers, add an auto filter and start automating the cutoff. For the intro, You might sit somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz, then open it up into the drop, so the percussion gets brighter and more alive. You can also automate volume by just 1 or 2 dB for the drop, which sounds small but can make a real difference. In DNB, tiny changes can feel huge because the drums are moving so fast. Now group all three layers together. Route the main break, the top percussion, and the ghost layer into a percussion group. This helps you work like a mixer instead of just a clip editor. On the group track, you can add a glue compressor for a bit of cohesion, EQ8 for cleanup, and auto filter for broader automation moves. If you use glue compressor, keep it light. Think ratio around 2 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We want the layers to feel glued together, not flattened. In DNB, the drums need impact, but they also need room to breathe. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the track starts sounding arranged instead of looped. Work in bigger phrases. Think 4, 8, or 16 bars. Don't automate everything constantly, or the track starts feeling nervous instead of powerful. Use your automation where it counts. Open the filter at the drop. Pull it back for the intro. Add a small volume lift before a transition. Throw a little reverb or echo on one hit at the end of a phrase. A really good drum phrase might look like this. Bars 1 to 8 are filtered and minimal, bars 9 to 16 open up with the full percussion picture, and then maybe bars 17 to 24 include a little filter dip before a snare fill. That kind of phrasing gives the drums a sense of story. And speaking of fills, let's add one now. Every 8 or 16 bars, create a short transition moment. You can mute the ghost layer for half a bar, then bring it back with a delay throw or a reverb tail. That tiny pause creates tension. If you use echo, keep it short and rhythmic, like 1/8 or 1/16, with low feedback so it doesn't flood the mix. Filter the echo too, so it stays out of the low end. This is one of those classic production tricks that sounds simple, but it works every time. You make the listener feel like something is about to happen. Now let's check the low end, because this matters a lot. Even though this lesson is focused on percussion, the groove has to leave space for the bass. In dark DNB, the drums and bass should feel like they're working together. Keep the sub-bass in mono, high-pass anything in the percussion that doesn't need body, and watch for kick and sub-collisions. If the break is too busy, don't immediately reach for EQ. Sometimes the better move is just to remove a couple of ghost hits. That's a really important mindset shift. In DNB, clarity often comes from smart drum editing, not just processing. Here are a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't apply too much groove to everything. Keep the main break tighter and let the support layers swing first. Don't make the top percussion too loud, because if you can hear it clearly all the time, it's probably too loud. Don't over-automate every bar. Save automation for key phrase changes. And don't let the groove get so late that it starts sounding lazy instead of head nodding. A few extra pro-level tips while we're here. If you want more grit, add a gentle saturator after the percussion group with just a little drive. If you want more depth, tuck in a very quiet ambience or noise layer and filter it heavily. If your percussion feels soft, try a tiny volume lift before a fill. If the bass is masking the drums, use gentle sidechain compression for separation. You can also get really nice results by alternating two different percussion feels. One clip can be tighter and straighter, and another can have more shuffle. Swap them every 8 bars, and the track instantly feels more alive without needing a totally new drum pattern. And one more advanced idea, resample your groove once it's feeling good. Record a few bars of the layered percussion, then chop the best bits back into the arrangement. That gives you custom fills and variations that feel more like real jungle editing. Let's wrap this into a quick practice challenge. Load one break into drum rack, add one top percussion layer and one ghost layer, and apply groove pool only to the top and ghost layers. Make two versions of the percussion clip, one tighter for the intro and one looser for the drop. Add an auto filter on the percussion group, and automate the cutoff from around 400 Hz in the intro to around 10k Hz in the drop. Then add one echo send throw at the end of bar 8, and listen back. Ask yourself, does the groove feel too stiff or too loose? Are the ghost notes adding life? Does the automation clearly mark the section change? If you still have time, try muting the top percussion for one bar before the drop. That single move can make the entrance feel way bigger. So the recap is this. Build your drums as a layered percussion system, not just one loop. Use groove pool to add swing and human feel to the support layers. Keep the main break more stable, let the top and ghost layers bring movement, and automate filters, volume, and sends to create tension and release. Group the percussion so you can shape it as one instrument, and always remember, in DNB the best drum grooves feel alive, controlled, and just a little unpredictable. That's the sweet spot, that's the vibe, and that's how you start building soul pride style percussion with real old school jungle energy and Ableton Live 12.